Are you feeling anxious because you've been looking for a job for quite some time and now it's the end of the year and haven't landed? If so, in this episode, I'm going to share with you some insights to help relieve that anxiety, but more importantly, how to best strategize so that you can land a job in 2021. Hey everyone, I'm Bernardo and welcome to Career Insights, where we help career-driven professionals advance their career the smartest way possible. If this is your first time listening and want to hear the latest tips, tutorials, and talks with senior executives and experts on their journey, then start now by subscribing to this podcast so that you are notified when new content is available. It's understandable to feel anxious, especially since you've been working really hard to find a job and nothing is happening. But what I want to be able to make sure that you know is that feeling anxiety and then getting into depression are two different things. What you want to avoid is getting into a pitfall where your confidence is down and you're not able to be your best when you are interviewing. But what I also wanted to share with you are a couple of things that you may want to keep in mind when you are actually interviewing and looking for a job. The first is most people assume that on LinkedIn, when you reach out to somebody, that if they haven't responded to you is because they have no interest in talking to you. That's not always the case. About 80% or 90% of the people who are full-time employees are not on LinkedIn. The people who are on LinkedIn are people who are either trying to sell you something because of their business or are people who are trying to find another job because they don't want to be where they are today. But the people who are hiring aren't always specifically on LinkedIn. So one little hack that you can use is when you are reaching out to individuals is not to use LinkedIn Messenger as your way as an introduction. What you should try to do is get a hold of the email that of the person that you're trying to get in contact with. Now, one of the questions that my clients specifically ask me is like, well, how do I get their email? Especially if I don't know anybody in that particular company. Most companies follow two specific formats. There may be some variations, but the majority of them follow two formats. They follow first name, period, second name, or last name, I should say, and company, or first letter of first name, last name, and company name. So in other words, it would be bernardo.torrado at, let's say, ibm.com or btorrado@ibm.com. Now, there becomes sometimes a bit of a complication if it requires a middle initial. Try X, because sometimes people don't want to put their middle initial, so it would be bernardo.x.torrado@ibm.com. Worst case scenario, if that doesn't work out, try to see if you know somebody within the company and just say to them, you know, how is your email structure set up? So that way you're able to basically reach out to that person directly to be able to start networking. So that's one quick hack, but ultimately your goal is to try to reach out to them directly versus through LinkedIn. So don't waste your time and worrying and being discouraged that no one's getting back to you. Now, when you are reaching out to these individuals, your first email or notification or communication to them should not be, I'm out of a job, I'm looking for something. You're having to figure out how to build rapport with that person. So if it's someone that you haven't seen in a long time, just simply say, hey, it's been such a long time. I was thinking about you. Let's reconnect. And just keep it very casual. You're going to have to rebuild that relationship again. And at some point, you know, reach out to them and say, look, I'm starting to look for a job again. But ease into it versus being direct. Now, if you don't know that person from, you know, a hole in the wall, then when you're reaching out to that person, try to lead with something that will want them to respond back to you. So for instance, I just read an article about this that you were in. I'm a big admirer of yours. Would you have 15 minutes to be able to reach back out? I'd love to network and understand a little bit more about what you do. Keep it, again, casual, but also something specific to that individual so that person would want to specifically respond. And if they don't, that's okay. Keep on moving, keep on connecting, and keep on networking. So that's the first piece that I would share with you that you want to think about when it comes to connecting with people specifically on LinkedIn. If you like what you've heard so far, don't forget to rate this podcast and subscribe if you haven't done so already. Also, feel free to share the love. Let others know about this podcast. The second that you also want to be aware of is the ebbs and flows of hiring. It happens every single year. Pretty much all companies, there are some deviations, and this is where the company goes through a fiscal year versus a calendar year. So meaning if their year is, let's say, June to July versus January to December. For the most part, most companies are January to December. There are, of course, some deviations. But the rule that I'm going to share with you is the following. The best time to get hired is in Q1 and the end of Q3. So either February or March is where you would most likely get hired, or in August or September of that same year. And the reason why I mentioned that to you is because there are a couple of things that happen behind the scenes that become very critical that you need to be aware of. The first is every year new budget gets released, and it usually gets released on January 1st of that year. Now, what you need to be doing beforehand is to network in advance of when those jobs open up. So that means now you should be networking with people and talking to people, because jobs will be opening up around the January, February timeframe. It doesn't mean you're going to get offered. It just means the roles open up. So if you're networking now, then that means that that individual will keep you in mind and say, you know what, I have someone perfect for that job. You will most likely go through rounds of interview, and you may not get hired until March or April, but either way, you're at least in that pipeline. So don't give up. Continue to network, because it will pay off, knowing that the jobs will open up in the beginning of the year. Also, the other thing to keep in mind is that most people tend to quit or change jobs right around bonus time. Some people give out bonus on January, February, March, no later than April. But every year it's around the same time. So people will try to move and leave their jobs. The problem is most people are not thinking in advance. So they're waiting for their bonus to then quit, but then they haven't started their job search. So they're behind the eight ball. And so what they're going to now have to do is start to look and try to find a job, and they won't land something until towards the end of the year, which is the second point. The reason why most jobs and most people get hired towards the end of Q3, around the September timeframe, maybe beginning of Q1, which is October, is because the summer months tend to be slow. Now, by all means, I'm not saying you never get hired out of these different peaks and flows that I'm mentioning right now. But the reason why I'm mentioning that you may get hired in September, October, is because most conversations are happening in June, July, and then sometimes in August for a start date in September, October. Now, the one thing you have to be very careful of, which is where we are today around the November timeframe, is that if you haven't gotten hired yet in November and they're talking about December, chances are they're going to push it out until next year. And you also be very careful, as chances are they may decide to say that they don't need the job any longer, because that rec was opened back in February, March of the year, and they haven't found anybody. So what typically happens is that most companies will do a reevaluation of the openings that exist, especially now as the economy isn't doing so great. And they're going to ask themselves, well, you've been able to do all this work for this year without that extra resource. Do you really need that resource? And so to recap, when you are reaching out to people on LinkedIn, specifically use their personal or their work email to do the outreach versus reaching out to them on LinkedIn. The second is to start to think about how the cycle of the company that you're applying for, how does it specifically work? So that way you're mentally prepared as to what you need to specifically focus on. Given the fact that we're at the end of the year, and if you haven't landed anything yet, don't give up. Keep going, keep talking to people, but be mindful that you're not going to land this year. You're going to most likely land in the beginning of next year, sometime in the February, March timeframe, if not later on. But the goal is to continue to do the outreach. And I highly recommend that you do that now with a positive and optimistic lens, even though you may be feeling a bit defeated inside, is because you're going to be reconnecting and talking to people who are just disconnecting for the holidays. They're wanting to relax. This has been a tumultuous year for many different levels. And so the goal ultimately is for you to be on your best game when you're doing the outreach. Thank you for listening. Let me know what you think of this podcast by rating it and sharing your thoughts in the comments section. If you want to be notified when new content is available, subscribe if you haven't done so already. Feel free to reach out if you have any topics you'd like for me to cover by sending me a message on Twitter or Instagram at Professor Tirado. Until next time, have a great day.